Greetings.
Oh, na 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 na. Whoa, whoa. Hey, I watch the man of Benjamin's. I represent for Peter Gay, the Diva, and the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. Let it play. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Greetings upon greetings. Blessings upon blessings. Greetings, greetings. Yo, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, with your hosts, the ones with the mostest. Yours truly, Peter the Diva. Yo, if you want to give me a call at 661-467-2407. Again, the number is 661-467-2407. Hit one on your telephone keypad if you want to talk. Today, the topic of conversation is veterans benefits, right? I myself is a five-star retired United States Army. I was medically retired. I know there's a lot of people out there that are having difficulties. They don't know where to start with their claims. I'm going to do a disclaimer. I'm not going to say that I am necessarily an expert at this, but based off my experience when I did my VA claims, I'm just trying to pass on knowledge to my fellow veterans, my fellow service members. I know I was missing last week, but guys, I had to take a mental health break. I was just not in a good place, but I'm back here to give you guys some spunk, give you guys some knowledge. Again, this is CRS Radio. If you want to talk to me, give me a call at 661-467-2407. Click one on your telephone keypad. Okay, let's talk about how to start with your claim, right? The disability claim roadmap. You know, you have about four things you can do. The first thing is to understand the VA ratings, right? List all alignments, find out what the descriptive languages are. The best way to find out descriptive languages is if you go into the VA manual, right? If you go into the VA manual, just know that your best bet is to look into the 38CFR, okay, that's 38 Charlie Foxtrot Romeo book Schedule C. It tells you everything you need to know about the claimant's rights, about your responsibilities. It gives you the rating process. It gives you screening. It gives you the claim process, special authorizations. Like the 38CFR is like the Bible for VA claims, okay? Also, the M21-1. That is MIC-21-1 for you fellow service members. And that also lists your rights and responsibilities, okay? Again, the 38 CFR Book C gives you all the lists of the respiratory system, cardiovascular system, impairment like your hearing, your organs issue, musculoskeletal. It gives you disability ratings. Like it gives you a lot of things that you may not necessarily know or where to look. So let's talk about the first thing. Make sure that before you even get out, right, months before discharge, you don't want to be that person who waits till they're getting ready to get out to be complaining about something because it comes off a bit suspect, right? So if you know your hand's been hurting you for months, like go get it looked at. There's nothing wrong with getting your issues looked at if you have legit issues, okay? So don't wait till the last minute, but just note that within 24 to 12 months, you need to be making sure that your medical records are straight. You need to be making sure that you are booking your medical appointments, okay, guys? Make sure you request copies of your records, okay? Because, you know, the military have a way of losing our stuff. Request copies of all medical records, images, prescriptions, etc. Okay? You want to have these things on hand. Whether or not you want to have the physical copy, whether or not it's printed, make your own medical file, or have them put it on a disc. The second one is, create a username and password, eBenefits, okay? eBenefits and myhealth.gov and va.gov. eBenefits is where they're kind of moving from e-benefits to myhealth.gov, but this is where you open your claims. This is where you submit documents. Same thing with myhealth.gov. If you are already out, you want to make sure that if you're seeing an outside provider and not someone at the VA, that with every 90 days, upload your outside provider notes. That way the VA can see it. I know there's a way that we can necessarily sign permission over where the systems talk, but we have to remember that technology, right? They don't always talk. So always upload, go to your medical records section and request copies and upload it into myhealth.gov. Make sure you make contact with your local doctors for your local appointments, okay? Prepare and gather your evidence, okay? Black and white don't lie. People can't fight black and white, right? If it's there, it's just a matter of them finding it in your records. And we have to remember, some of us have these large records, right? So sometimes you have to do the job for them and help them. What I did when I was doing my claims, like I actually printed out my medical records. I had them on a disc. And I printed out my medical records and I highlighted it for them because originally they gave given me zero for my migraines. I get Botox injections. I see a neurologist. So how could that be a zero rating? So what I did, I found all my neurology notes from my doctor and I printed it, highlighted it, uploaded it in eBenefits at the time. I got out in 2016 and they went ahead, rated me 50 and backdated from when my original claim was filed. Key thing, even if you don't have your evidence on hand, it is important that you still open up a claim because what's going to happen is you have a certain period, right, to submit your evidence. Even if you don't submit within 6 months up to a year, they're going to give you your ratings if they award you ratings based on the day you originally opened your claim. So again, if you know you don't have the evidence on hand, but you know where to go find it, right? But it's gonna take some time for you to gather those things. Still go ahead and open up your claim. That way when they finally come up with the claim decision, they'll give you the claim date based off when you originally filed the claim. Again, you're listening to CRS Radio. Peter the Diva, call me 661-467-2407. Click one on your telephone keypad. Okay? Next step, number three, compile and submit. Complete all evidence 9 months out. Use table of contents technique to compile all documents for VA submission. Submit all documents to VA via the shotgun approach or, because you know, VA comes up with new systems now to submit claims, okay? If you ever want to know what the newest thing is, go on myva.gov. VA.gov will tell you everything that you need to know, okay? Request updated medical records. Attend all compensation exams, CMP medical exams. It's important that you don't miss these. It's important that if you know you're a person that forgets stuff, there's nothing wrong with writing it down prior to the appointment. That way, when you go in there, you remember exactly what your issues are. Because there's things that I forget that, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot that, oh, last week my back hurt, that I've been having issues. Because when you go in these exams, you know, whether or not we're intimidated by our doctors, we just seem to forget stuff. So there's nothing wrong with writing down things, especially for those that have TBI, traumatic brain injury. Those of us that have PTSD where a little anxiety flare up and we can't remember the important things. So remember, there's nothing wrong with writing these things down. Ensure that if you have a spouse, your spouse registers for an e-benefit account. Okay? You need an e-benefit account. Your spouse need an e-benefit account, okay? Prepare for the appeal and beyond. Sometimes we have to fight the VA for what's ours. Do not give up. Sometimes we have to fight. So you have to make sure that you assume the VA will deny you. You assume the VA will mess up your VA claim. So you have to prepare for the appeal process. Research lawyers who specialize in VA appeals. For those wounded warriors, you should check out Lawyers for Warriors. They are an organization based out of D.C. that they're helping me do my CRSC appeal right now. I got denied CRSC. They're appealing. What they do is, Lawyers for Warriors do is, they find different law firms that will work pro bono for veterans, right? They will find lawyers that will work pro bono. Lawyers would look at your package and see if it's worth fighting. And if it is worth fighting, they'll contact you. And then you'll build upon that package. Again, that organization is called Lawyers for Warriors. Okay, request your C file after the VA responds. Note all new diseases covered within 12 months of discharge. Okay, note all new diseases covered within 12 months of discharge. After discharge, submit new claims for new problems that are service connected. Okay, because things come up all the time. Like I said, your back may not be hurting now, but just think future. It's a possibility that after wearing all that stuff on our back, all that stuff we wear for ruck march, our ruck socks, our gear, that you're going to, in the future, have back problems. So make sure you're documenting everything. Make sure that you are making a note of these things, because it's a possibility that the VA might deny you and you're going to have to file an appeal. There's also instances where the VA sent us proposal ratings. Like, you have your ratings, you're thinking you're good, and then 6 months down the right line, you get a letter. And the letter is telling you, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. It looks like you have gotten better. We're proposing reducing, say, your PTSD from 50 to 30. You have 10 days, 14 days to reply. Pay attention to that date on the top of that letter, because even though they may say 14 days, by the time the letter reach you, you're probably at 5 days. So you want to get on that like ASAP, right? When this happens, you want to make sure that you find organizations that can help you. You have the Court of Veterans Claim. You have the Board of Veterans Appeal. You have the regional office. You have the decision review officer. You have the VSO, which is a veteran service officer. There are so many organizations out there that are trained to help us with these issues. Okay, guys? So do not get discouraged. The CMP exam, again, you can request a new one, compensation and benefits exam. If you feel that the doctor that you saw didn't ask you the questions you feel they should have asked, they didn't really get in detail. Like, I personally went to a mental health CMP exam. In my records, it states I'm only seen by female doctors. Yet, they scheduled me with male doctors for my compensation and pension exam. So naturally, if I'm going in there for mental health and I have a history of military sexual trauma, it's clear that I'm not going to talk about those things with a male doctor, right? So I basically went up in there, sat like a clam, and didn't really say nothing. Based off what that doctor wrote, triggered a reduction, a proposed reduction. So what I did, they sent me a form. I forgot the number of the form, but they sent me a form in the packet, and basically was like, hey, we're proposing to reduce your PTSD and your migraines. You have this amount of days to fight it. What do you want to do? I sent in a notice stating that I want to fight. I requested a new CMP exam. Within that exam, I requested that I see female doctors. In order for me to be open and honest, I need to see the person that I'm comfortable with. Yes, I had to go all the way to Pflugerville for one appointment, but my friends went with me as support, and end up that based off that compensation exam, that my rating actually went up, because there's things that doctor saw based off my behavior and based on my answers that warranted a increase instead of a reduction. And that thing, they sent it back to the VA. The VA basically took what the doctor said and it stopped my reduction. My migraine has been deferred, but it still managed to keep my percentage where it's at. Just know you're going to always have to fight. We have to fight for what's ours. First thing, if you get a thing in the mail saying notice of proposed rating and reduction, don't freak out. Do not freak out. Take a breath. This happens for many reasons, okay? Here's one of the reasons. From time to time, the VA will perform a file review. And of course, unfortunately, during an appeal, no claims request for reconsideration or draw requests, your file is open back up to the VA to look at everything, not just what you put in your claim for. So that's another thing. You have to be mindful that even though you have your current rating and you're trying to get a rating for something else, when you submit that new claim, just know that it could trigger a review for other things, okay? I found that actually somewhat quite common, and it keeps popping up within different veterans groups, okay? First thing, in the notice, you should receive a written format, your rights per CFR 38, to the right of a personal hearing. Personal hearing could be either VTC or in person, on site. And the 38 CFR gives you the provisions and everything that you need to do. With this in mind, you now have 30 days to reply. But is it really 30 days though? I suggest finding a VSO or a representative ASAP to request for your personal hearing. Noting the failure to include the required info as per law will help you in the long run should you need to take your case to the Board of Veterans Appeal. You have to know your rights, people. CFR 38 will tell you your rights. You notice I keep telling y'all this. CFR 38 will tell you your rights. It will tell you procedures. Once you have filed or request a personal hearing, you should start gathering your evidence to support why. Okay? Why? Old stuff, new stuff, you want new evidence. The only way you do old stuff, unless you say, will not get better. Okay? So if in your old stuff you say, yo, this particular disability won't get better, you submit old stuff. But it's important that you submit new evidence. Your new evidence could be that, say you were seeing somebody off post, but that's not showing in your VA records. Because remember, the systems are supposed to talk, but they don't. So you have to send this stuff to the VA. This is a way of sending your stuff to the VA, the new evidence. Go to your medical records section and ask for your last few appointments that you've seen your doctor for. Submit that for new evidence. You should also, if sending by mail, send it via registered mail. That way you know somebody's signing for it, right? Signature required. If faxing, make sure you keep a copy of the transmittal to say that it went through, because people like to say that things are lost. Okay, guys? You are allowed to take a witness with you to your hearing. Whether or not it is a spouse, a friend, somebody that see you on your day-to-day and know your issues that you go through every day. There's nothing wrong. They cannot deny you taking a witness. Okay, remember I said, key things, CFR 38, witness. They cannot deny you. Now, the next thing you need or you should think about is whether or not you have this hearing, formal or informal. Very first meeting, you have the draw hearing, more of an informal thing. You may have where you want to probably in person, you want to submit more stuff. Once you submit a request for a personal hearing, it puts on hold any further process of the reduction. So you want to submit the document saying, hey, I want to appeal this decision. Once you send in your stuff, it puts your reduction on hold. So that's why it's imperative that you send in stuff quickly in a timely manner so it could stop your reduction process. Okay, they have to wait until after they have the hearing and make a decision based on a hearing and any new evidence or testimony submitted before they can reduce you. If the personal hearings come back and they still proceed with reduction, you could still appeal at the reduction, but the reduction will still happen, okay? So just know you could still appeal the appeal. It's kind of what they're saying. You could still appeal the appeal. You can also send in notice of disagreement, okay? Notice of decision that, you know what, hey, I don't agree with this. I think this is invalid. I'm going to have my rep fight this because y'all trying to do too much, okay? You see, you're going to go to the BVA, right? You're going to go to the BVA, and remember, the BVA is the Board of Veterans Appeal. This is the big dogs. You're going to probably have to go there and tell your story. You're going to have to go there and basically tell these people that, hey, I earned this and I feel like I'm supposed to get it, okay? Here's the thing. The VCAA requires the VA to notify all claimants and their representative of any information and any medical or lay evidence not previously provided to the secretary that is necessary to substantiate the claim. In addition, the VA is required to explain to the claimant what evidence the claimant must obtain and what evidence the VA will attempt to obtain. So you have to submit evidence and the VA might go and try to find stuff too, right? Therefore, when the VA proposes to reduce a disability rating, the notice required by the VCAA should include advice as to the type of evidence, both medical and lay, that the veteran should submit to avoid reduction. We're going to go by saying this. Not everybody is against us. Not everybody just want to take what's ours, but we're going to think about it that like that, but not really, if you get what I'm saying. We just have to be proactive, guys, proactive. And say you get a rating, you don't like what you get, you request a reconsideration. Again, you're listening to the CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, Peter the Diva. Give me a call, 661-467-2407. Click one on your telephone keypad. I'm going to let y'all listen to something for a quick second. Let's take a little break real quick. Yes. As I was saying, I'm not a pop. It's all
from in the Netherlands, where the grabbers think like a little get up on. The scheme hot today, we are the weatherman. A boy shoulda drop, but the Beretta jam. Long time we no kill a man. Now we circle him in like the little man. Get a bomb, make a jam, top train far. So who must catch a man? That's the echo when the grabber ask. Scheme act like Shabba Madapad. Shot fire, every man a drop flat. Everybody drop, every pan a nap. Like the rims and the Cadillac, when the M1 and up, shot fire, every man a drop flat. We run ya so everybody back. Rock. We badder than everything we bad, madder than everything we mad. Black rain fall when you see we not. Steel pan a beat like Trinidad. When we step in the street like criminal, street up you weekly the minimal. Mineral, dinan yam. Nobody of you don't give a damn. When they grab a scheme up like Shabba Madapa. Shot fire, every man a drop flat. Everybody drop, every banana. Feel like the rims and the Cadillac. When the M1 and up. Country road from in the Netherlands. With the grabbers think like alligator pan. The scheme hack to them, me a the better man. Why should I drop for the Beretta jam?
Yeah. I'm back again. You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station with your host, Tina the Diva. Give me a call at 661-467-2407. Again, the number is 661-467-2407. Today I'm talking about veterans benefits. I'm talking about veterans claims. I'm talking about those things that some of us, we don't know. What you don't know, right? Unless somebody help you, unless somebody guide you to let you know those things. So before I drop the lyrics, I just wanted you to know we're talking about CFR 38. Okay, we're talking about CFR 38 and we're talking about Mike 21-1. Those are two regulations that you guys should look up, okay? CFR 38 and M21-1. Okay, we're going to talk about request for reconsideration. In case you get something and you realize that, you know what, I feel like I want a higher rating, okay? If the claimant submits evidence to the VA that's never been submitted before, okay? Then refer the claim to either the rating activity or the authorization activity, whichever made the decision at the issue for reconsideration. No evidence, if there's no evidence but makes reference to available evidence that the VA has never before considered, then the claimant assists the claimant to obtaining the evidence. Note, follow the applicable instructions, okay? For how the VA will receive stuff. Again, the reference for this information in assisting claimants in obtaining evidence to support their claim, you are to see M21-1, Part 3, Subpart 3, I1-C-1, 2, and 3. Okay? M21-1. CFR 38, guys. I'm giving y'all these regs so y'all know. Y'all military folks know about regulations, right? Regulations, black and white. You can add to, but you can't take away. The claimant should include a statement indicating willingness to report for examination because you're going to remember you're going to need a new CMP exam. That's if you're submitting the evidence. If there's no evidence, then the VA had already considered some stuff. Important, if when the claimant initially filed the claim for which he or she is requesting reconsideration, the VA provided the claimant with Section 5103 notice for the contentions associated with that claim, there's no requirement to reissue the notice upon receipt of the request for reconsideration. Upon receipt of request for reconsideration, establish a reconsideration claim label, okay? Here's an example. Veteran received a decision notice on April 4, 2019, stating that his or her claim for service connection for the right knee condition is denied. On May 10, 2019, the veteran submits an intent to file an ITF for compensation. VA receives the letter from the veteran on June 16, 2019, requesting a reconsideration of the denial of the right knee condition and simultaneously submit medical records that have not yet been previously considered. That's new evidence. With this example, an exception to policy with the reconsideration claim label would be established in order to ensure that the current status of the active intent to file received on May 10, 2019 is not changed to claim received when the batch process runs the night that the EP020 is established. I know that's a lot of words. Key things, intent to file. If you want a reconsideration, you remember e-benefits, va.gov, myhealth.gov. You need to go and you need to open up a new claim. That new claim is an intent to file, right? Meaning that it gives you time to gather evidence. It gives you time to get everything that you need, those new evidence. When you need new evidence, go to your medical record section so that they can give you your last few appointments that you made and what your complaints are that will help with whatever particular claim that you put in, okay? Key things, CFR 38 and M21-1, the Bibles, guys, the Bible. Just know that there are different worksheets you can do when it comes to disorders, mental disorders, eating disorders, a part of a mental disorder, right? So if you have these problems, you don't have to let everybody know, but just know you can file those things, and there's different worksheets, and there's different DBQ forms. Mentioning DBQ form, the VA put out recently that there will be no more use of the DBQ forms, which means they pulled it offline. Because normally you as the veteran can go and see what the questions are per se on the DBQ form, but the VA decided to pull it down. So the only people that are going to have the DBQ form is the doctors. So that's a good information to know. Okay, guys? Again, when it comes to your benefits based off your percentages, say you have a back problem, you could get a back brace, whether or not it's metal, depending on what the material is, you get a clothing allowance. I don't know if everybody knows you could get clothing allowance on certain things, creams. If the cream destroy your clothes, you could get a clothing allowance. Each clothing allowance is different. So if you have a knee brace that require a clothing allowance, if you have a skin condition that require a clothing allowance, those are two separate clothing allowance you're going to get because they're two separate issues. Also, I'm trying to figure out what else is a good thing to know. Also, there is a list, an alphabetical list of conditions, and it gives you the diagnosis code. That's also important to know. There's terms, right? It's important that you have the right terms. You can get a rating for alopecia. You could get a rating for abnormal conditions. You could get ratings for kidney problems, Alzheimer's. These are just the A's, guys. Your ankle, whether or not you broke your ankle, you sprained your ankle, you could get stuff for those. Your wrist, carpal tunnel, arthritis. Like right now, I got arthritis in my left knee, and I also need a knee replacement in my right knee. I get steroid injections. Those save lives, but I'm sure it's also helping deteriorating my bones. Because what? You put stuff in, but side effects, right? Breasts, you know, people get cancer, whether or not it's benign or malignant, there's also codes separately for each. The code for a benign, maybe a breast test, 7628. For a malignant, 7627. So it's different one. Bronchitis, asthma. I have allergy-induced asthma. So I get paid, I get a rating for asthma, for allergies, 10%. There's so much you could claim. Your eyes, your nose, ENT stuff, eyes, nose, ears, throat, right? Arteries, disorder, like there's just so many things. If you need to get the list of the conditions, you could hit me up at my crsradio.com. Just drop me a note and I'll be able to, you know, inbox me. I'll be able to send you guys this list. Also know that if you females, if you lost a reproductive organ, they'll pay you for that. There's a special compensation for that. I think it's like $100 and something, but you get that additional to your regular VA benefits. There's so many things because erectile dysfunction, just like men, get that. Women have problems too with arousal. It's called arousal something disorder, where we don't get moist or we don't get turned on. Sorry for the graphic. But just like our male counterparts can claim erectile dysfunction, females just know you can do the same. Okay? I can't remember the actual term right now, but it is similar to our male counterparts. So, again, this alphabetized condition with rating codes will tell you everything there is to know and what codes is there. Again, clothing allowance. If you wear certain braces that's ripping up your clothes, you can get a clothing allowance. We have between April and August to file. Keep up with your appointments, not because you're feeling better right now. Make sure that if you feel your pain, make sure you let somebody know. That way it doesn't look like you're better completely. You know, if you have a problem, go tell somebody. Tell your doctor so they could document it. Whether or not, we have a thing called e-messaging now, that even if you can't get in to see your doctor, you could send them a secure messaging. Again, myhealth.gov. You could send a secure messaging and let your doc know that, hey, I'm having a problem with this. Can you put in a referral for this? Given that coronavirus is happening, a lot of us can't get appointments. So just know, use your e-messaging. Unfortunately for me, e-messaging can't give me my Botox. I was supposed to have an appointment tomorrow. They said the doctor will call me to talk to me at my appointment time. I need my injection. I've had a migraine for the last 4 days. I can't shake my migraine. So I don't know how they're going to exactly give me Botox over the phone, but there are certain situations that we can't get in to see our doctors. There, I believe I saw where they're going to be doing compensation and pension exams over the computer, over the phone. I guess a doctor is going to call you and talk to you and ask you what your problem is. So that way, once this coronavirus is up, either they're going to ask for an in-person one, or they're probably going to just go dig through your medical records to see exactly what is it that you have. Fortunately for us, the mental health stuff, they can talk to you about. Your physical stuff, they won't be able to see if you could bend and touch your knee, your toes, or if you can actually lounge or stretch fully, you know. So I don't know exactly how they're going to pull that off, but they're trying. The VA have gotten a lot better. The system have gotten a lot better. I was talking to a fellow veteran earlier, and he did let me know that when you're ETSing, just know you could file for food stamps. You get an EBT card, especially if you're waiting on your VA ratings. You could file for food stamps, and they'll send you a card. Unfortunately for me, I didn't get any of their stuff when I first got out. But it seemed like the system is doing a lot better for veterans now. I wouldn't say it's a fair system, because I find that it's hard for a lot of females to get what they're supposed to get, because somebody out there feeling, I guess we don't do as much. Here's a keynote. I don't know if you follow Wounded Warrior Project, but check them out, woundedwarriorproject.org. I'm an alumni of Wounded Warrior Project, and they have events, they have stuff online, they have lawyers, they have so many people, resources out there that can assist you. Wounded Warrior Project is giving away relief grants for warriors that are going through hard times currently right now due to the coronavirus. If you want to apply for that grant, go on woundedwarriorproject.org and put in an application. This is if you entirely need it. Say you were working veteran and you lost your hours or you lost your job. Go on woundedwarriorproject.org, and they have grants that they're trying to give people who deserve it. You have to apply though and tell them your situation. Not only that, Wounded Warrior Project have scholarships. On top of, let's talk about education. You have Voc Rehab. If you got 10% service connected, you can go to school through Voc Rehab. Just know that whatever your program of study is, it can't be something that is going to trigger your disability or make your disability worse. I was a criminal justice major for my bachelor's. Because I have PTSD, my Voc Rehab counselor wouldn't sign off. I switched to psychology. I think it was a good thing for me to switch to psychology. Now I have a bachelor's in psychology. And me having a psychology degree helped me to help myself, right? Help me to help others. So, again, woundedwarriorproject.org, relief for grants for warriors, okay? For those of you that lost your jobs, don't have no money, want to pay some bills, apply. Education benefits, Voc Rehab. Voc Rehab, we got our GI Bill. The state of Texas got the Hazelwood Act. There's just so many things out there for us to utilize. If you don't know, you don't know. I'm letting you know now. Again, if you want to talk to me, give me a call at 661-467-2407. I know this is a lot of information, but if there's something that I did not cover, please feel free to hit me up on Facebook. The name is Peter Gabe Jones on Facebook. I'm private, but you can send me a message. It'll go to that other inbox, and I will gladly respond to you. Just let me know you want to know more about VA benefits. I am not a subject matter expert per se, but I'm just telling you what I experienced, right? And you only know what you experience. Also, I'm a person who likes to research. Then you have different levels of your disability, whether or not you're 100% unemployable or 100% employable. There's people that's 100% unemployable, but that means really on paper they're 80, but they aren't able to work based off a service-connected disability, so they get paid at 100% rate. When you are unemployable 100, there's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of things that you cannot do because, remember, you told the VA that you aren't able to work. So just know red tape, but, you know, there's a Social Security out there that you can apply for. If you are VA 100% employable, you could still have a regular job. You know, you get those homestead in Texas. We have great benefits, right? No property tax. No property tax, no property tax. You have the homestead where even if you're not 100, they take off a certain amount off of your property tax payment. So you have those veteran-friendly states. Texas and Florida are the biggest two. I'm not sure about those other ones, but I know Texas and Florida. Like, I have DV plates. Guys, if you have a certain amount of disability, go get those DV plates. It saves you on toll. It saves you on parking at the airport. I park for free up to 7 days at Austin Airport. I go through them tolls for free. There's some tolls that are privatized, but with that is you have to link your plate with those toll companies, and eventually, like, it'll wipe it. So there's different things out there. Registration for my specialty plates, I only pay $10 and change instead of what most of you pay that have regular plates. So just know a lot of us are ashamed of, we don't want nobody to know we're disabled. But guess what, guys? Your service to this country earned you the right to get what is yours. Okay? Your service to this country entitles you to get what is yours. Do not be ashamed for people to know these things. And you never know, there's somebody else out there that might need your help. Okay, remember I told you I missed the thing last week because I was just in such a bad place. Like, it was the weirdest thing. And, you know, a lot of people reached out to me and made sure. Dr. Everidge was one of them. She made sure she reached out to me. My friends made sure they reach out because these are serious times. So, again, there's just so many information out there. But the key takeaway is CFR 38, guys, okay? That is a key takeaway. And I am 21-1, CFR 38, if you don't remember nothing else that I tell you tonight, CFR 38 and M21-1, those are your Bible. If you don't remember no website that I tell you, remember eBenefits, VA.org, MyHealth.gov. If you don't remember anything, okay, remember, let's recap. CFR 38, M21-1, myhealth.gov, va.gov, ebenefits.gov. All those three information that I give you will tell you and guide you to everywhere that you need to be. There are social media groups that have VA reps in there that will give you the ins and outs of what you need to know. Remember, black and white don't lie. What's on paper is on paper. Keywords that will help your claim: chronic. If it says you just have migraine, or a headache, that ain't going to help. It needs to say chronic. Chronic knee pain, chronic back pain, chronic migraine, chronic. Keyword is chronic. Chronic gets you coins. Chronic gets your claim approved. Okay? Chronic. Reporting your issues gets you to keep your benefits once you get it. That don't mean you get it and you don't go to the doctor. They ain't never seen you after that. Okay? Even if you're permanent 100, the VA can bring you back to open back your claim within 10 years. After 10 years, you might be safe. But anything before 10 years, just know the VA at any point can say, hey, I'm going to do a file review on this person. And you're going to get a letter and you're going to wonder what happened. Okay? So keep up with your appointments. I know it's hard to get into the VA for appointments. You get an appointment, you wait 6 months, and they call you because the doctor got sick and you can't go. If you have other means of seeking medical attention, use it. When you use it, upload that doctor's notes into myhealth.gov. I use TRICARE mainly. I upload my stuff into myhealth.gov because I can never get in to see my VA provider. And hopefully they get better, but you know they're shorthand. So let's all have patience. Let's all try to have a good outlook. I hope everybody is doing okay. I know it sucks. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you wear a mask, wear an handkerchief, wear something across your face. Because you don't want nobody to breathe on you and cough up in your face and stuff. I just found out that a bottle that I serve with here at Fort Hood, she's in Georgia. She just found out that she has the coronavirus. And young girl. And she don't really go nowhere, so I'm shocked. But take care of yourself. Drink some lemon, some ginger, some garlic. Drink hot items, hot tea, hot water. Just drink hot stuff. Let's take care of ourselves. Again, wash your hands. The corona is out there and it's trying to stop us, guys. It's destroying us, but don't get discouraged. Be safe. Next week, possibly, there's a lot of topics. Hit me up and let me know what you think we should talk about. I have a few things on my mind. Again, my number is 661-467-2407. So next week when you tune in, give me a call at 661-467-2407. I'm going to drop a beat real quick because it's never an easy road. Yeah. Bougie Sex Talk.
I made to the corner with a bacon. And that's where I meant to take it. So, I'll be there for sure. Don't worry. I'll miss that bum, 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 bum. It's not an easy road. How many cities got my undergrad? I saw them think I better roll. Me say, who feels it knows? Ooh, Lord, help me stop steady. I better rose this air. Who feels?
Tuning in to CRS Radio, your Caribbean radio show, your knowledge station, with your host, Peter the Diva. It's never an easy road, and we're talking about VA benefits. So let's wrap this up. You learned about the RO, which is the regional office. You learn about DRO, which is the decision review officer. You learn about statement of cost, notice of disagreement, which is your NOD, DBQ questionnaire. Okay, disability questionnaire, that's your DBQ form. You learn about CMP, which is compensation and pension exam. You learn about CFR, which is a Title 38 code of federal regulations. Remember, that's the reg I say y'all should know. CFR, Title 38, code of federal regulations. You can add to, but you can't take away, right, regs? That's all we know. M21-1MR, which is your compensation and pension manual. This breaks down the CFR into very clear terms of understanding. So if you open up the CFR 38 and you like, oh my God, I don't know what this is saying, go ahead and look into that M21-1MR, because that will break down in clearer terms so you can understand what the CFR 38 is saying. So basically, they kind of go together. You learn about service-connected disability. Also, I don't know if I mentioned secondary conditions. So you could have the main claim, but some things might be secondary too. So say you have PTSD, but your anxiety and your depression is secondary to your PTSD, okay? You could get a letter from your private doctor linking your military service to your condition. This is called a nexus letter. This is another key note that you need to remember, a nexus letter. You could get that from a private doctor. So for those of you that don't see the VA for things, you could get a nexus letter from your private doctor. When you do your appeal, you're going to see an authority having jurisdiction. You have the NSO, National Service Officer. Those people are from the DAV, the VFW, and the American Legion. Same thing with your VSO, Veteran Service Officer. Those people are also the DAV, VFW, American Legion. These people could fight your case on your behalf. You would have to fill out a document saying that, hey, I want these people to call on my behalf. I want these people to submit appeal on my behalf. And they will be your connection to the VA. When you just note that when you file this document with a VSO, you can call the VA to ask them nothing about nothing. You got to contact your veteran service officer, who will have to contact the VA on your behalf to find out information for you. So if you're a person who likes to be proactive like me, where I just need to know what's going on and I don't got time to be calling my VSO to think, just revoke the authority for them to call so you could talk to the VA yourself. Because sometimes these VSO is working with a lot of people, guys, and it's not that you're not important, but they're dealing with a lot of other veterans, and they may not even remember who you are till they go open up your file. And then they're like, oh, I remember who Peter Gay is. So Peter Gay know Peter Gay well. So Peter Gay rather call the VA on her own behalf so that Peter Gay can ask the VA her questions and ask it, oh, me wanted to ask so me can get the answer when me need from the VA. So again, CFR 38, that is your code of federal regulation. You notice I keep saying it. You know when somebody keep repeating something, meaning something you need to write down because it's important. CFR 38, M21-1, MR. Nexus letter, your nexus letter is from your private doctor. If you see more private doctors than anything, you need to remember BVA, Board of Veterans Appeal. Okay? CAVC, Court of Veterans Claim, ITR, intent to file. Remember, if you want to open up a claim, go ahead and open it, and it gives you time to gather evidence. You have a year to gather evidence. Just open it, because that way when your claim is finished, they will go from the date you originally filed. That is important, guys, okay? It is important that you do your intent to file. Notice I'm saying it. It's important because I know you're probably saying to yourself, yo, I'm going to have the documents, right? What am I supposed to do if I'm going to have it? Peter Gay is telling you, still do your intent to file. So it was a pleasure talking with you guys. I hope you learned something. I hope you learned something that you already didn't know. I hope that you got more information on something that you already know. Again, I am not an expert, but I went through this, and I'm 100%. I had to fight for my benefits, but in the end, it's worth it. I get the medical care that I need because it's important, right? So you are listening to CRS Radio, your Caribbean radio show, with your hostess with the mostest, Peter the Diva.
You're listening to Peter the Diva on CRS Radio, Caribbean radio show. Keep it locked.
Yeah, we're keeping it locked. Tune in next week, 661-467-2407. I think someone could have singing. I'm in the room, I can't sing. But it was a pleasure. Maybe next week me talk about some domestic violence, cause I found a lack of another house with people well on a life. So maybe me forgot to talk about that because I know I see a lot of people is not in a good place and you know help to be stuck somewhere with somebody that you don't like. So maybe next week conversation, next week Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join me. And I think I'm definitely going to talk about DV, domestic violence, because when I lock up in the house with the evil people, then hopefully most of them lock up with fun-loving folks. But for those of you who are not, you are not alone, and maybe I can help you. No? Maybe we all can talk about our feelings. So if you want to talk to me next week, make sure to call me, 661-467-2407. This is Peter the Diva. Yeah.
You're listening to Peter the Diva on CRS Radio, Caribbean radio show. Keep it locked.
Have a blessed one, guys. As always, peace and blessings. Peter the Diva says so. Thank you for tuning in with CRS Radio, Caribbean radio show, your knowledge station, with your hostess with the most. Out.